Chapter 1. I ran my fingertips over the well-worn piece of notebook paper. It had ridges from the amount of times I'd folded it up and tucked it away. I had written the list at a time when I didn't really believe I would ever actually accomplish anything on it. But I had. And now it was time to look at the next item. I rolled over on my bed and stared down at it. When I had added it to my list, it was just a fun little whim, not something I thought I would actually do. But then again, I never would have thought I'd be able to lose so much weight either. "What was I thinking?" I said out loud as I gnawed on the pencil between my teeth. I was tempted to just erase the item and replace it with something else. No one would have to know. But I would know. I cringed at the idea of actually following through with it. But I had to do it. I had to. It was on the list. I groaned and rolled over on my bed. I stared up at the cracks in my ceiling for a moment. Then I sat up with a new determination. "Yes, I will do this," I said, looking down at the item on the list. "Pole dancing class? Here I come." I was attempting to sound brave for myself when I caught sight of the time on my alarm clock. I grabbed my jeans out of the laundry basket beside my bed and slid the pants up over my hips with my eyes squeezed shut. With a sigh of relief, I let out the belly I had been struggling to hold in. I didn't think the zipper would slide up so easily, but it did, with one smooth zip. I smiled at my reflection in the tall mirror as I studied the way that my jeans hugged my hips and rear. All of my hard work, all of the passed-up snacks, had really paid off. My body looked different, and I felt different. "Hey, you sexy lady," I said to the shapely woman in the mirror, twisting my hips first one way and then the other. "Do you come here often?" I asked in the deepest voice I could muster, and batted my long lashes at my own reflection.
Sam?
A voice said from the doorway of my bedroom. I froze and held my breath for another reason. It was Max. Max, my best friend, Max, with the deep green eyes and a body that would make any woman glance in his direction. I turned around slowly to face him, not wanting him to see what I knew would be sheer embarrassment on my face. "What?" I asked as innocently as I could. He stared at me with one quirked eyebrow, looking as sexy as ever. Max was not conventionally handsome, but a quirky kind of cute, like the kind of guy that got the lead in romantic movies, not drop-dead gorgeous, but just goofy enough to grow on you and make you think he was adorable by the end of the movie.
"I've heard of bisexual, but what would you call it if you try to pick yourself up?"
He smiled and leaned against the doorway. God, but that smile made me want to snuggle right up to him. "Friend," I reminded myself. "Max, my friend." No matter what my fantasies wanted to believe, we had never been anything more than that. Of course, when my eyes were closed late at night, he played a very active role in my life. "I don't discriminate, Max. If I see something as hot and lovely as the lady in the mirror happens to be, I've got to give it a shot." I grinned, hoping he would not notice that I was mortified.
"Well, I'd have to agree with you there," he said with a laugh and shook his head as he walked into my room.
We had spent hours snuggled up on this very bed on several occasions, him thinking we were just watching a movie, me praying he would lean over and kiss me. He never did. At least, not in reality. The things that he had done in my mind...
"What are you up to today?"
he asked, perched on the end of my bed. "I'm going out," I said, fluffing my newly bleached blonde hair with my fingers. He was smiling as he watched me.
"Are you going out to break some man's heart?" he asked, brushing his thick dark hair away from his eyes.
He was studying me intently. It always unnerved me when he looked at me so closely. I could never tell if it was with approval, desire, or confusion. "Sure, of course," I said and stuck my tongue out at him. He tilted his head to the side.
"So you don't have a date?"